divine son of Vasudeva, slayer of the tyrant Kausa, Devaki's supreme joy, I salute thee, Krishna, Lord of the universe. Centuries ago, there existed a fabled kingdom, a splendid domain, unrivaled by any other in the land, a kingdom ruled by the Kuru dynasty, favored by the gods. Two brothers there were, Pandu and Dhritarashtra. Pandu, blessed with five sons, the Pandavas, wise, strong, brave, intelligent. Dhritarashtra, sire of 100 male offspring, the Kauravas, in whom the seeds of pride, envy, greed, and lust germinated and blossomed into evil. Pandu died, and Dhritarashtra, devious in his ways, having robbed his brother's heirs of their rightful inheritance, ruled supreme, surrounded by wicked intrigue. Krishna, God incarnate, came to try and avert the evil spawned by the Kauravas, but it spread its tentacles, culminating in a fratricidal war the like of which had never been experienced. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, personifying the human mind and emotions, succumbs to grief and uncertainty. Krishna coaxes him out of his depression, explaining what lies before him and how he should face and overcome it. The word Arjuna means one who makes sincere effort, and the word Krishna stands for the center of consciousness. Krishna's explanation and Arjuna's acceptance of it are the essence of a sustaining philosophy. Arjuna's struggle is that of every human being, his sorrow and hesitation known to each of us. In each day, at each moment of our lives, we encounter new challenges, unknown goals beckon, and the verses of this celestial song teach us how to meet them. The spirit of man seeks, uncertain of what it will discover. None of us is perfect. It is the striving towards perfection that enriches our lives. For far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though marred by failure, than to take rank with those feeble spirits who neither enjoy nor offer much because they exist in the grey twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Dhritarashtra, king of the Kurus, sits on his throne. his mind filled with the terror of impending doom. A dry, hot wind blows through the abandoned walls of his palace, echoing despondently in the silent emptiness. His aloneness intensified by a suffocating desire to be present at the scene where all are. Cursed in his sightlessness, he speaks. Gathered on the field of righteousness, massed in battle array on the land of the Kurus are my people and the sons of Pandu. What do they wear, O Sanjaya? Dhritarashtra uvacha dharma kshetre kurukshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavas chaiva kima kuruvata Sanjaya. Sanjaya speaks. The prince Duryodhana, seeing the Pandavas grouped in fighting rank, addresses his teacher. See, O master, the sons of Pandu, organized by your wise pupil, the son of Drupada. Our army, led by Bhishma, is vast and mighty. Theirs, guarded by Bhima, is but limited. Eldest of the 100 strong brothers, the leader of the Kuru royal stands, arrogance in his bearing, his challenge implicit. Sanjaya uvacha dreshtva tu pandavanikam vyudham duryodhanastada acha On the opposite side of the field, a chariot drawn by white horses is brought to a standstill in the midst of the Pandava forces, at the command of its occupant, the young warrior, Arjuna, pride of the Pandavas. Arjuna vacha, senayoru bhayora madhye ratham sthapayame achyuta. Arjuna views the scene before him. He looks beyond the dividing line soon to be crossed. Facing him are his grandfather, venerable founder of a heroic dynasty, its bloodline corrupted now by greed and envy. His cousins, his friends. A soldier, he has until now fought impersonal wars. Until this moment, he has been diverted by preparation, by the frenzy of mounting war lust, forgetting in the rush for battle whom he is to fight against. As realization dawns, as he sees the familiar, loved faces confronting him, he is steeped in sorrow. The young, fresh-complexioned face turns ashen. Impulsively, he turns to his charioteer. O Krishna, I see before me my own people, my own kinsmen waiting to do battle with me. I tremble with horror, mouth dry. I desire neither victory, nor kingdom, nor happiness. O Govinda, of what use is happiness or life if destruction be the price? Cowardice overcomes me, grips me in the sentimental throes of pity. I am confused, my reason clouded by emotion. In your wisdom, speak, tell me what I should do.
Car Sam Dharma Sam
She